Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. The former Minneapolis police officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd, who died in police custody, has now been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. The announcement today coming from Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman, who declined to say whether three other officers who were also present might face criminal charges as well.
I'm not going to speculate today of the other officers. They are under investigation. I anticipate charges, but I'm not going to get into that. Today we're talking about former Officer Chauvin.
Although the police officers involved in the arrest were fired by the department, Floyd, a black man, is seen on video recorded by a bystander saying, "I can't breathe," while the officer kneels on his neck for nearly 8 minutes. The Justice Department and the FBI are conducting their own investigations. Floyd's death has sparked several days of at times violent protests and looting in Minneapolis and elsewhere, with a curfew in effect in the Twin Cities through Sunday. President Trump says he is pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the president accuses the U.N. Health Group of helping China to cover up the coronavirus pandemic.
In a brief speech at the Rose Garden, President Trump blamed China for allowing the coronavirus to spread around the globe, and he blamed the WHO for misleading the world about the virus. 10 days ago, Trump gave the World Health Organization 30 days to enact reforms or face a loss of U.S. funding.
We have detailed the reforms that it must make and engage with them directly, but they have refused to act.
Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the WHO in the midst of the worst pandemic in more than a century has drawn sharp criticism, including from the chair of the Senate Health Committee, Republican Lamar Alexander. He says the time to review any possible mistakes by the WHO is after the pandemic has been dealt with, not in the middle of it. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
New York City is planning to ease its lockdown early next month. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports the city is the last part of New York State to meet benchmarks for reopening.
Governor Andrew Cuomo joined Mayor Bill de Blasio to announce that the rate of coronavirus infections in New York City has fallen to its lowest level since testing began, down to 5% from a peak above 70 in April. If the trend continues, New York City will allow businesses to open for curbside service and non-essential industry to start up on June 8th. Cuomo said New Yorkers must remain vigilant to keep the outbreak under control.
If we act smart, these stores open and they're smart, the customers are smart, people are smart, people on public transit are smart, then we won't see those numbers go up.
Mayor de Blasio says the city will provide businesses with free face masks and a hotline for questions about how to reopen safely. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street to wind down the trading month. The Dow was down 17 points today to 25,383. The Nasdaq was up 120 points. This is NPR. Missouri's last remaining clinic that provides abortions will be able to renew its license. As NPR's Sarah McCammon explains, that decision from a state commission comes after a months-long dispute with Republican Governor Mike Parson's administration.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson and state health officials had said the Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis was violating health regulations and should have to stop performing abortions. That would have made Missouri the first state in the nation without a single abortion clinic. Planned Parenthood officials have said the clinic was subjected to arbitrary scrutiny for political reasons. After a legal battle, the matter wound up before a state administrative hearing commission, which has now sided with Planned Parenthood. In a written decision granting the license renewal, the commission says it found no substantial failures to comply with the law. The Missouri Right to Life Political Action Committee is calling on state officials to challenge the decision. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
At a time weather forecasters are predicting an unusually active hurricane season, a number of Caribbean islands may be especially vulnerable. That's because many have already been hard hit by recent storms, drought, and now the global coronavirus pandemic that has drained budgets. In Puerto Rico and the Bahamas, thousands remain displaced, with concerns growing over how to avoid coronavirus contagion in shelters if a hurricane does hit. Weather watchers have said to expect 3 to 6 major hurricanes this season and a total of 13 to 19 named storms. Crude oil futures prices, which have been showing big recent gains for the month overall, closed higher yet again today. Oil was up more than 5%, ending the session at $35.49 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.